trying to be like Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. I will keep the Sabbath day holy. By Alexandria McCowan. I was sad when I found out that my ballet exam was to be on Sunday. My friends in the class couldn't understand why we chose not to do things like that on Sunday. They even offered to take me to the exam after our church meetings. I knew that the right choice was not to go, and Mom and Dad said Heavenly Father would bless me for keeping the Sabbath day holy. At my next lesson after the exam day, my teacher gave me a medal. She felt I deserved it, even though I didn't do the exam. It is good to choose the right. I felt happy inside. Alexandria McCowan, age 8, is a member of the Leeds Third Ward, Leeds, England stake. The Best Present by Miriam Blaser. The first Christmas after my baptism, I felt that I would like to do something nice for someone in need. Since I had made most of my gifts, I thought I might be able to share some of the money I had saved. I hoped I had enough to buy someone a nice Christmas dinner. 3 days before Christmas, I counted my money. I had $20. I asked my mom to ask the bishop what would be the best way to donate the money. He said there were families right in our area that needed help. The next day, my dad and I walked to the bishop's house. I had a special feeling inside as I handed him the money. I knew it was the Holy Ghost telling me that I was doing what Jesus wanted me to do. On Christmas Eve, my family enjoyed a delicious Christmas dinner. I had a big smile on my face, and my mom asked me what I was thinking about. I told her I was thinking about the family who got my donation. I was hoping that they were having a Merry Christmas. The happy feeling I got from giving to a family I didn't even know was better than any present I received. I will keep trying to follow the Savior. Miriam Blaser, age 8, is a member of the Centerville 10th Ward, Centerville, Utah, Cannon View Stake. A Witness for Jesus Christ by Sister Marjorie Condor, Primary President. David Evans, a valiant 10 in our primary, bravely stood as a witness for Jesus Christ and the church as the prophet Elma said we should. David had been invited to a birthday party for a friend from school. When he got there, he was asked by his friend's older and bigger cousins if he was a Mormon. It turned out that David was the only Latter-day Saint at the party. The cousins started to harass him. At first, it was just verbal, but then they started shoving him around and kicking him. The adults at the party did nothing to stop them. David said a silent prayer. He felt he should confront his tormentors, so he told them they could try to beat him up if they wanted, but they couldn't trash Church of Jesus Christ. With that, the bullies quit and left him alone for the rest of the party. David Evans, age 10, is a member of the Midvale, Utah East 4th Ward, Midvale, Utah East Stake. A Bad and Perfect Day by Camilla Biddulph. I had a really bad day at school. As I was leaving, I saw some fifth graders running. They crashed into a poor girl carrying loads of schoolwork, including a school project. The project fell and broke, scattering the pieces all around the ground. It ran over to the girl and asked, "Are you okay?" She was almost in tears as she got down on her knees and started scooping pieces of her project into a bag. I noticed she was carrying glue and asked her I could help her put her masterpiece back together. She nodded in a shy way. I glued it back together and handed it to her. Then I helped her carry her things to her car. Her mom thanked me and gave me a big smile. I ran to my car and hopped in. My mom asked, "How was your day?" "Perfect," I said. Camellia Biddulf, age 9, is a member of the Flagler Ward, Homestead, Florida Stake. End of the section, Trying to Be Like Jesus.